Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the Hoffman Show. This is our final hour here on the TM980. We are also on the Odyssey app on YouTube too at the TM980. And of course, starting about a month ago at this point, we are streaming live on iHeartRadio. Tune in as well. So you can check us out on those fine audio platforms. If you were watching on YouTube, Anthony, nobody saw you dancing except for me. I was on a one shot. You were not on the screen. I'm so sorry. Getting into the rejoin.
Yeah, I was getting into the fist pumping, you know, the hand waving.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Now that people saw that, but they did not see. They did not see you. I apologize for depriving the audience of Anthony Haney's dancing. However, Anthony, it is time to hit the button for the pick six.
The six biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the Pick 6 at 6.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level and build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
All right, so here's how we're going to do today's Pick 6. We're kind of going to treat this as like the day after a game, because what we do in the regular season is on Fridays we pick 6 players that we are looking forward to watching on Sundays. Then on Monday we see how those 6 players did. Well, yesterday we had 6 questions, storylines, things to watch going into the joint practice, and we figured now that we've had the joint practice, we could review those 6 things. Sometimes we play a lot of sound bites in this segment. Dan Quinn spoke before practice. The most notable thing was he said basically what we expected, which is if you played a lot in the joint practice, you're not playing a lot on Friday. That'll be relevant for number 4, but we start with number 1.
Number 1.
Number 1, Anthony, you chose the Washington wide receivers versus the New England DBs. And on the negative side, this was probably the story of practice for the Commanders. Outside of Deebo Samuel, who had a couple of nice plays, and Zach Ertz, if you want to clump the tight ends with the receivers, make them pass catchers, this was probably the weakest point for Washington. I would say the good news, based off all the reports, including from Mitch Tischler, who joined us an hour ago, is that Jaden Daniels was so good that they still had a great day offensively. But none of the receivers really took the opportunity presented to them with no Terry McLaurin, with no Noah Brown, and with no Christian Gonzalez or Carlton Davis on the New England defense. Your Luke McCaffreys, your Jalen Lanes, etc. Nobody really popped, stood out, made some kind of declarative case for whether it's to make the team below those guys or for more reps if you are those two guys.
Yeah, I know Mitch had mentioned, you know, lining Luke McCaffrey up outside, and you know, outside just might not be a position for him. He's probably more of a slot guy, and again, that's what these practices are for, though. Like, you can see like where you can position players, where what works for them and what doesn't, and today, you know, just wasn't their day, and you know, you chalk it up to the next day trying to get better.
But, like, it wasn't their day, but they also weren't bad. Like, that's the thing, is because Jaden is so exceptional at placing the ball exactly where it needs to be, these guys are not creating great separation. They're not doing the world's greatest receiver work, but the offense is still productive, and, like, they're finding ways to get Zach Ertz open. They're finding ways to get Debo open. So I think it's like a bad day for the individuals on some level, but it's a good day for the system, for the offense, for the ecosystem, for Cliff Kingsbury, for Jaden Daniels. And the fact that you got coaches talking about Zach Ertz is better than last year. His footwork is cleaner. He's getting more separation, which is leading to more run after catch. Like, that's cool. Love that. On to number two.
Number two.
The Washington offensive line, my question that I wrote down yesterday was, who is it? We knew that Brandon Coleman was unlikely to play, and in fact, Dan Quinn confirmed in his opening statement this morning, yep, Brandon Coleman's not here. He's back in Washington with a couple of other players that are either on PUP or injured. And so with that, Andrew Wiley kicked in the left guard. I kind of love this, Anthony, because I'm still not entirely convinced, although they haven't spent a lot of time with this yet, I'm not entirely convinced that Wiley at right guard isn't going to be a thing. I just think he's a better guard than Andrew Wiley is. And so if Josh Connerly is good enough to play right tackle, that means Wiley is available to kick inside to guard until Sam Cosmi comes back. We haven't seen that yet because the moment Connerly seems to have broken through a little bit, he had a really good day today and is now crossing that threshold where it's like, all right, this kid, this first round pick, is picked up enough stuff that he might be ready to play. Coleman goes down, and now you need Wiley on the left side. So I still don't know exactly how these parts are going to go together, and that's fine because they don't know how the parts are going to go together. We got to see how Connerly continues to grow. We have to see how Coleman bounces back from injury. But the fact that they were able to, in total, put together a good day, that Connerly is growing, and on the other side, the reports are that Tunsil was the best player on the field today and was just, he's everything they asked for. Thumbs up. Good day. Positive on the progress report.
Nah, that is definitely, you know, pleasant to hear about Connerly because, again, we drafted him in the first. Obviously, you will want this guy to go out there and, you know, start, but it's a process, and I don't think they're going to rush that process. And he's, again, Mitch talked about earlier, he has to learn a new position being on the right side. So slow and steady, and whenever he's fully ready, I'm confident that, you know, they'll make him the full-time starter at right tackle.
Yeah, for sure. All right, on to number three, the last one in the first half of our pick six.
Number three.
We talked about the Washington D-line versus the New England O-line. We know this was a little bit shippy, the much ballyhooed about scrum where Mike Vrabel got a busted bloody cheek was in a Commanders D-line or a Commanders pass rush situation. It actually involved Travion Henderson, the rookie running back out of Ohio State. Big collision, picking up a blitzer, and that went to the ground. Will Campbell got in there. Vrabel gets in there to break it up. Comes out with some blood on his cheek. He's all right. He's a football player. But I think this is a question mark. All in all, I think most Commanders analysts at least said, like, Commanders defensive line had a good day. But I was listening carefully, as I always do when we have guests on. I'll just ask the question and then take a nap while they give an answer. What kind of radio show do you think this is? But Mitch Tischler, who was on with us and was at the practice, said, you know, there were a couple times where, like, it's probably a sack, but because it's training camp, they let the play go and Drake May makes a play down the field, and it's a tough look for the secondary because it looks like you got a play made on you, but you're relying on that pass rush. And this is why I say it's a bit of a question mark, is because Drake May is really mobile and makes crazy throws. So there's a chance some of those plays against a Drake May, or when they play Baltimore in the joints in a couple weeks against Lamar Jackson, or Mahomes when they see him in Kansas City this year, or on down Sam Darnold in Seattle on a much lesser level, but, like, Darnold will make a throw on the run. There's a ton of quarterbacks on their schedule that all up and down the goodness of quarterback spectrum can make plays off schedule. We know how damaging that is. The good news is we got us one on in this city too. Jaden can obviously do that at an extremely high level. So that's where a training camp is tough, in the same way that we'll talk about with some of the running back stuff in a minute. How do you judge the run game in training camp? I don't know. They don't tackle to the ground. So without tackling to the ground or even being able to hit the quarterback at all, it's hard to know, okay, would that have been a sack? Would that pressure have been real? Or would Drake May have escaped and made a throw down the field because he's a great second reaction type player? The good news is, though, I think they played fairly well against the run, which is, again, it's hard to judge, but like, it's easier to judge when the defense does really well. If the running back never busts through the line, it's like, oh, well, we know what happened there. So I think all in all, a good day for the Commanders D line, with the asterisk that these second reaction plays are impossible to judge how effective they'll be in training camp because you can't tackle to the ground. So that's I think where we land on that.
Yeah. I mean, I think you said everything, perfectly.
Thanks, Anthony.
I haven't told you that in a while, Craig.
Oh, thanks. It's probably because we haven't been together that in a while. We did have a funny moment in a commercial yesterday it was the commercial break that's about to happen right now, where you told me nice things. You said I did a good job. So I appreciate you, Anthony. I think you're doing a great job, too. Second half of our pick six is next. But first, let's get an update on the latest to the world of women's sports. It's presented by Wawa Chicken, how you want it. Wawa, with customizable crispy or roasted chicken sandwiches.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio as well. The show streams live, as is the Kevin Sheehan Show, each day, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the Team 980's YouTube page. So to those of you watching there, hello! Thank you! We appreciate your presence. Big day on the stream. So appreciate everyone checking in. Getting the latest on the joint practice in New England, as well as the Terry McLaurin contract negotiations. And that is actually where we are right now. We had Joel Corey on earlier on in the show. And first of all, Anthony, we still got pick six music going. We're not in the pick six anymore. Are we in the pick six? Oh my God, yeah. Anthony.
Yes, we're in the pick six.
It's only 6 9. I thought we already did the same. I'm hold on. Full transparency with the audience right now. I heard the music and was very confused. I was reading the bites that you have set up in the rundown of all the answers that Joel Corey gave us. We're going to go over those next. In my head, it's already 6:30.
You're ready to
I thought
go
this
home.
Was the I thought this was the 6:30 segment. I totally blanked on the fact that we hadn't done the second half of the pick six yet. That's a real thing that just happened.
Well,
I can't make fun of you for being rusty anymore, huh?
I guess not.
I just deleted.
Life comes at you fast, Craig.
A whole segment of the show. Okay, we do need something else, though. Do you have the drop that we pulled yesterday? For number four?
Oh yeah, let me pull it real quick.
Is it possible to get it up with the multiple audio necessities here?
Yep.
Okay, so believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're currently in the back half of the pick six. Who would have known? News to me. Number four in the pick six is... Okay, I think we get, wow, you really have that thing on repeat forever. It's Bill, Jacory Kroski-Merritt, the seventh round running back out of Arizona by way of New Mexico State, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't see a ton of reporting on the running backs at all today, but I think the important thing to know is Dan Quinn talked about how the team is going to use today for a lot of the veterans. They're going to get starters a lot of reps. You have these controlled situations. Logan and I talked about that on the preview of the part of the reason why joint practices are so valuable is you're not at the mercy of the game. If you want to have your starters work a 2-minute drill, you don't have to hope that at the end of the one, you don't have to keep them in until then or bring them back in. All right, guys, go play a series, then sit out. And then if there's 2 minutes left on the clock and we can run a 2-minute drill, then we'll do that. No, you just set up a 2-minute drill and you do it in a practice setting. And your quarterback can't get hit, so that's nice. But for some of the rookies, you're going to get a lot more experience in the preseason game. And I think for a guy like Jacory Kroski-Merritt, that is an extremely important thing because he barely played. He had one game at Arizona last year before the NCAA ruled him ineligible and said you can't play anymore. So I think especially for a running back by the nature of the position where you can finally get tackled to the ground, and for a guy that's played one football game in the last calendar year, really the last two calendar years, that is an essential thing to do. So I'm good with not some overload of Bill today, but a lot of Bill on Friday. At that point, you can fire it up, Anthony, and give me the bell, 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 bell. Thank you. Number five. Washington's coverage versus the running backs and tight ends of New England. This was one that you posited, Anthony, and I think it was a good one. And I definitely saw a couple things. Like Kane Medrano had a couple of nice plays. He seems to really getting more comfortable in the scheme. I read that in Zach Selby's piece on the Commanders website. But it's also worth noting that Drake May was really efficient today as a passer. They obviously had a good day with their slot receiver, DeMario Douglas, although Mikey did have a big pick to end practice off a tip ball from Bobby Wagner. So those two went back and forth. But Drake May, Josh Dobbs, both completing some passes over the middle of the field. And it is an offense with Josh McDaniels that targets that area a lot. I'll be curious to talk to Kime on Take Command more. Mitch was great on some of the trench stuff. And had we gone the full hour with Mitch, which we probably could have done, then I would have that was kind of the next big question I had to ask. But this is definitely something that will be on my radar to ask John Kime tomorrow on Take Command.
Yeah. You mentioned... You know, Drake May targeting the middle of the field. Hunter Henry, he had a couple of big catches down the seam and over the middle. But I think those are more so coverage busts as opposed to, you know, being man on man, you know, and beating Bobby Wagner or Frank Iluvu. But yeah, I saw
a couple of tweets about was like getting out there in some of the man coverage stuff where they're able to isolate a running back on a Bobby Wagner and like, that's not Bobby's strength at this point in his career. Yeah. They're also going to try to keep him out of those situations. Like, it's going to happen at some point this year. A team will scheme it up just right and get the situation just right. But the hope is that you stay out of those situations. You can have different coverage calls and different personnel packages on the field that you have better coverage players than Bobby Wagner in 2025 on another team's, you know, viable weapon out of the backfield or as a tight end.
Yeah.
So, TBD on that one. More information coming on the Take Command show tomorrow. We're recording in the morning. Should be out midday. Last but not least in our pick six, recapping our biggest questions coming into and then how were they answered coming out of joint practice.
Number six.
I picked the fun one to wrap up. Jaden Daniels versus Drake May. It's two of the top three picks in last year's draft, both of whom had different but good rookie years. I will lump them together only to say different but good. I will now separate them and say Jaden's was historically great. Drake's was good. But clearly, I think there is still a difference between these two players. Like, Drake May was impressive. I think he impressed a lot of the Commanders folks today, who were like, oh, okay, that kid can ball. He had a pretty efficient day, as we talked about. He was 10 of 12 in the team periods, and one of those two incompletions was a drop. So, like, he's very, very good and had some plays down the field, had some scramble plays. Also, some of those scramble plays might have actually been sacks had they been live. But Mitch Tischler was saying that he was talking to some of the Patriots guys on the sideline, and I saw tweets from some of the Patriots folks as well, just being like, dude, Jaden Daniels is sick. Like, the way he's able to place the ball, the layering of the football, the touch, the, hey, that was really good coverage, but that ball was exactly where it needed to be and hit the receiver in stride. Like, the next level, this thought just came to me thinking back to our discussions, Anthony, about Jaden last year. I talked about, like, he seems to have this supernatural spatial awareness that I don't even know if he's reading coverage sometimes. It's just like, ooh, space, pew. And the same thing, like, in terms of how he leads receivers. It's just like he understands, like, great point guards do, like, great passers in any sport. Leo Messi in soccer. Like, pick your sport and your great passer and how passing works in that sport. And the ability to find a lane with the perfect weight to make it so that the player receiving the ball can do what they need to do at their highest level. Like, that is the essence of great passing. And Jaden Daniels does that as a quarterback. Did it last year as a rookie. Does not seem to have lost a step at all. And in fact, has gained it here in training camp in year two. Hallelujah. He wears burgundy and gold.
It's a bad man. He's a bad. I still do think Drake May is. Again,
I think Drake could be a Pro Bowler like 7-8 times over. Like, yeah, I think Drake May is going to be really good. Jaden just is. He's going to be like. It's going to be fun to see when those two are up for contract extensions.
Yeah.
I think they're both going to be the highest paid player in the sport. I just think that Drake is going to be it for about a 4 days, and then Jaden will sign his, and it'll be more.
Yeah.
So, TBD in 2027 on that one. Also fun today, bonus, extra, you see the pictures of JT and JD5?
I did.
Jason Tatum was out at practice today, not in a boot. The Boston folks were very happy about that, coming off the torn Achilles. He's back walking around, obviously not going to play next year. A long way to go in his rehab. But I texted Logan the picture because I just think, or the video, because I always think it's funny when I see NFL guys and NBA guys next to each other. And Jaden is slight for an NFL player, even for his position at quarterback. And Jason Tatum is pretty built for an NBA player. But they go to, like, dap up, and Tatum just engulfs Jaden.
Yeah.
NBA dudes are just different size.
So tall.
So tall. And again, because Jaden's a little bit slighter for an NFL guy, and Tatum is yoked. Just whoomp. It's crazy. It's crazy. If you haven't seen that photo, that video, go to your favorite social media platform from the Commanders and check that out. All right, when we get back, Joel Corey. That's the segment we're doing next. It's not the one we just did. News to self, news to me. Joel Corey joined us about an hour ago. If you missed it, we'll give you his inside analysis on the Terry McLaurin contract situation. The former NFL agent, in his very first answer, said something that I thought was really important. We'll play that and more for you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.